for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
If it were easy, it would have been done already.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA on the recent decision of the country of origin labeling lawsuit filed by his association.
The court ruled against us. It said that RCAF USA was time barred from pursuing the case. And so this was a quite disappointing decision. But the fact that the court found that financial harm accrued to producers as a result of the loss of Cool gives us the opportunity to bring this right to the administration's plate and right to the new Congress's plate. Because right now, President Trump can reverse the refusal by the previous administration to protect the single largest segment of American agriculture, and that's the U.S. cattle industry, from deceptive labeling of both domestic and imported product. And when the U.S. Department of Agriculture wrote the regulations to implement the Federal Meat Inspection Act, it omitted the requirement under the Tariff Act to label beef imported from foreign countries all the way to the ultimate consumer here in the United States. And the reason USDA did this is because they wanted to facilitate more imports of beef, and the way to accomplish that was to treat that product as if it were domestic once it entered the United States. So this has been the policy of USDA since 1989, and the 6-year statute of limitations expired in 1995. Neither of our organizations were even in existence in 1995.
Bullard says RCAF will fight the issue until they win. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Bill, that Animal Liberation Conference in Berkeley, they're directing action everywhere.
Make sure people know how to handle people who are unauthorized to be on your property.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman. She's with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She's speaking about an event that happened this week as part of the Animal Liberation Conference held at Berkeley, California. Direct Action Everywhere spearheaded a protest during which hundreds of activists descended upon a California egg farm. Activists unlawfully entered the egg operation and stole laying hens. Ultimately, dozens of activists were arrested for trespassing, and this could happen on any animal livestock operation, including beef and dairy ranches. And in fact, the ringleaders of this stunt are calling upon activists across the country to receive training in order to conduct copycat protests on other farms. Hannah Thompson-Weeman says farmers and ranchers must be aware when they see a big group of people coming down their road and call for authorities immediately.
You should also make sure that anyone who might be on your farm, whether it is employees or family members, knows how to handle unexpected visitors. So whether it's a huge group like that or just one or two people trying to get access, make sure people know how to handle people who are unauthorized to be on your property. We also need to make sure we're trying to avoid conflict and avoid making this kind of a bigger story or something they can try to draw attention to. So, you know, don't get into arguments with them. Don't get into altercations with them. You will never change their mind. It's not about education. It's not about sharing what you do. They just don't support animal agriculture. It doesn't matter how well animals are cared for. If at the end of the day we are using them for human purposes, they view that as unacceptable.
And these activists are letting others know everywhere, because they're live streaming and on Facebook.
One of the biggest aspects of this group that we've been keeping an eye on is that they do live stream all of their publicity stunts. So whether it's on farms or they go out to grocery stores and things like that, it is always being live streamed on Facebook. So you absolutely need to be mindful of how you're reacting to keep your cool. Remember that you're representing the industry. I know it's very emotional and it's very frustrating to have someone be attacking your livelihood, attacking your family, attacking your integrity. But you have to remember that not only are you there in front of those people, but it is probably being broadcast to thousands more online. So constantly think about how you're representing the industry and make sure you're not contributing to conflict.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agricultural Alliance. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.